Sermons on 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John by Mary M. Bodie. Introduction. This little book is not really an epistle, but is more like a book of instruction. Here we see the eternal life, which was Christ, was on the scene. During the long history of mankind, there were some good men, but all who were seen were of the old creation. Now at last there is another man who is on the scene, Jesus Christ. There was a new beginning with him. At the time this book was written, wrong doctrine began to creep in among the people of God that Jesus was not a real man. No doubt that had some effect on John's words here because he emphasizes the fact that Jesus was a real man. This book is very strong on professing what we possess. We want to make it real and not profess more than we possess. This is what John is talking about when he says, "If we say," in 1 John chapter 1, verses 6, 8, and 10. Let's make it real in our lives. There are three divisions in 1 John. God as light and the light in us, 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 11. Growth by the truth which manifests the light, 1 John chapter 2, verse 12 through chapter 2, verse 27, and the children of God and the manifestation by the fruit they bear, 1 John chapter 2, verse 28 through chapter 5, verse 21. 1 John chapter 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life, 1 John 1, verse 1. Jesus Christ was from the beginning. See the stages here. They heard, they saw, they looked upon him, and their hands had handled him. Isn't that wonderful? Just think if we heard him speak, looked at him, and then touched him. That would be wonderful. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. 1 John 1, verse 2. That eternal life was in a man that they had seen and looked upon. He was the very essence of eternal life, and he was right here on the earth. They saw him and bear witness to us, and all that read this, eternal life was here in the world, Christ, the Son of God. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John 1, 3. If John says it again, he is not a bit tired of it. He repeats it over and over. He was a true witness of eternal life and lived it out in this world. He links the Father and the Son up together. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. 1 John 1, verse 4. The word was written that we might have joy and that it might be full all the time. We love joy, don't we? We can be joyful all the time, even when things are not going so good. Joy is different than happiness. Joy is inward. And even though there may not be a thing to make us happy, yet the joy is still there. Let's take these things in and be joyful. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God is never out of the light. In times past, God was hidden from man, but now he is not hidden from man. We can see him in the new man. We have light, and he is not in darkness to us. We have been enlightened. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. 1 John 1, 6. This is a test to prove if our profession shows equal to our possession. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1, 7. Even if we haven't been walking right in his sight and have failed him, yet if we turn to him and believe this, we will have fellowship again in the light. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1, 8. Some folks may say they haven't sinned for 6 months or 6 years, but that is wrong doctrine. We cannot say that. While we are in a body of humiliation, we have no sin. We still have sin in our flesh. It hasn't been taken out root and branch. All we must do is judge it and step on it. The flesh wouldn't be so bad if it didn't have sin in it. Sin doesn't make God hate us, because the love of Christ cleanses us from all sin and causes us to walk in the light. We are out of the old man, Adam. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John 1, verses 9 and 10. Isn't that good news?